Good evening, Monticello High School Symphonic Band. This is Ryan Adair, the band director at Chancellor High School in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Today I will be adjudicating your stage performance at the VBODA Concert Band Assessment 2016. I wish you the best of luck, and it looks like you are about to begin with Big Circus March. Just going to listen here at the beginning. Two biggest things when I listen to a march that I'm listening for are dynamic contrast, which I am definitely hearing in your performance, and the other is articulation, articulating with a marcato style, which I am also hearing. Good attention to detail here. Good balance with the percussion section here. I could use a little more separation here in this line. Da dee da da dee. That was better. Sounds like it's in your trumpets and upper woodwinds. They're tending to play a bit long. They're handling this piece very well. It's a fun march. Articulation is a bit inconsistent. Sometimes it is perfect. Dee-da, dee-da, like right there. It's a little longer than the rest. Nice job. Nice job. Good style. Just make sure it's consistent throughout. But overall, nice balance and blend. Good ensemble sound. It looks like next we have Kitty Hawk 1903. Maybe not. So we're doing the drums. Nice job with dynamic contrast there in the percussion. Pitching the woodwinds. Good job. Just listening. Careful of pitch there in the alto voice. Don't let the pitch bend as you crescendo. It's a very nice piccolo sound you have on top of your group there. That's good. Percussion section is handling this very maturely. consistent with your articulation there in the trumpet. I'm not hearing the movement in the lowest voices. Are doing a very good job of balancing the important lines, making sure that we can hear all the things that we need to hear. Really bring out that 16th note, da, 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 da. A little more aggressive with that passage would have been nice. With the crescendo. This piece is grooving very well. Lots of complex rhythms happening between the winds and the percussion. Now would be the timpani feature, so we need to make sure everything else gets out of the way there. I could really use... I can hear the Barry sax, I believe it is, in the group. I'm having a hard time hearing the tuba when the line moves. I'd really like to hear more of that voice. Like right there in these big impact moments. I hear a reed sound in the bass. There's a reed that's leading the bass voice rather than a warm sound. Your percussion are doing a great job. Very nice flute sound. Very nice, very nice. I really enjoyed that performance. There are lots of details that clearly you guys worked out in that piece. I don't know if the snow has affected you guys like it has me, but I've lost lots of rehearsal time with my group, and that doesn't seem to be affecting your performance today. Lots of details present that you guys have clearly talked about and worked on. Some very mature sounds. Percussion section doing a very good job of listening to the balance of the group and making sure they're not overpowering the important lines while still being a feature through lots of that piece. Beautiful solos. Great job. All right, here we go. Kitty Hawk. Not to get too edgy in the alto saxophone. Nice warm sound. Allow the bass voice to drive the crescendo, not the upper voices. tempo change well. A bit lighter touch on those bells would be appropriate here, a repeated rhythmic figure. Nice job, horn. It looks like there's only one of you up there. You're handling this part pretty well. Good job. Shifting key centers here. Good job handling that. Make sure we know where the top of that phrase is and we're always leading toward that. This group is a very, very mature sounding group, and you have worked out, you know, the what's written on the page. But there are still details left, like shaping the phrase, which is not necessarily written on the music. Where is the top of the phrase? And some of the time, you're definitely doing that. There are other times where you can focus a little bit more on that and really sell it to the audience. You know where the top of the phrase is, and you're leading us to it, building the tension and release. Nice job handling that. Try and make that low note speak just as clearly as a high note. Do, 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 di, ah, da. Da, da, di, ah, da. Tension is, we need to bring it out. Da-da. So you can't let the high note be short. Da-da-da-dee-ah. Well, you're ready for that tempo change. You're recovered. Good job. That moment could have been disastrous, but you guys all knew exactly what to do. Y'all locked right back in with Mr. Costin, and you're right back into it. Good job. I could probably sit here and nitpick little things here and there, but you know, I don't really want to do that to this group. I could tell early on in the performance that you guys had a mature sound and you were very well rehearsed, and I really kind of just wanted to sit back and enjoy the performance. You guys, you know, in terms of the overall grand scheme of things here, you got it together. That was a very fine performance. You know, here and there, there were some intonation issues. Occasionally, some balance issues. I could use more bass voice. You know, a lot of the time when there are big ensemble moments, bass voice specifically in the tuba, I can hear the low reeds. And, you know, in terms of musicianship, there's always things that we can do there to stretch and make, you know, push the musicality side of things, stretch the phrases, build more in the tension, so the release is more pleasing. But, you know, I think that you guys are understanding all of that information and are getting it across to the audience. So bravo to you. Very nice performance today. I wish you the best luck in the future.